That's Worship Central. And Catch Me.
Happy New Year, Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
New beginnings. New beginnings. That's what we're looking at. Because we're coming into 2014 very, very soon. In about 27 minutes, actually, we'll be coming into 2014 here in the UK and on Worship Radio 247 online. And I felt it important to bring this particular scripture. When I was thinking about this and praying about this earlier on, this just jumped out at me. I'm going to read it. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days, when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Beloved, in part one, an hour ago, I brought this scripture to you. And in my own life, this is so, so true. And the journey, let me tell you, is very difficult. It's not easy. It is not easy. Even when you have God Almighty controlling your life, it is not easy. It's still fraught with danger. It is still very, very difficult. And you still need that prayer support. And I thank God for you around the world because you continue to pray for me. Yesterday, I was in a situation where I started to get pain again in my right side, and I thought, oh my goodness, here comes this problem I've had before. This pleurisy has come back, and I was really concerned, and I was out buying painkillers. And today I went to the doctor. The doctor listened to my chest, and he said, all traces of that has gone. It is not there anymore. But it's going to take a while for me to get back to full health. I know that. And I'm doing my very, very best. But you see, God Almighty says this to you today, right now, right at this very moment. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Not plan. I said that in the first bit. Not plan. Plans. "I have for you, says the Lord." And when you see those words, "says the Lord," take note, because Almighty God is speaking. It's not David speaking. It's Almighty God. He is speaking himself. And he is saying to you, "I've got plans for you." And look at this. They are plans for good. And not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope. Let's move on to verse 12 where it says this. "In those days, when you pray, I will listen." Have you ever thought that heaven was closed? Have you ever thought that I'm praying and 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 nothing's happening? God isn't doing anything. He's actually working on another case. He's way, way, way away from me doing something else, but he's certainly not listening to me. And I feel alone and I feel destitute and I just don't know what to do. I am desolate. What do I do? I'm trying to pray, but you're not listening to me, Lord. Actually, God Almighty is always listening to you. It's what you say that he's listening to. And actually, oftentimes we don't even know it. But he answers our prayer, perhaps not the way we want him to answer, but he does answer our prayers. Watch this. "In those days when you pray, I will listen." Now, I've told you, before that it says your Lord, says your God, says the Lord in actual fact. That's what those words say, says the Lord. That means God is talking. And hear what he says to you right now. He says, in those days, when you pray, I will listen. I believe Almighty God is saying these words to you right now. When you listen and when you pray, God is going to listen to you. And then he says this, if you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. That's interesting. If you look for me, and then the word is wholeheartedly. Don't do it in half measures or quarter measures. Really begin to seek the Lord. In Matthew it says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Say that with me now. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. Say it again. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto me. Beloved, that is so true. That is what Jeremiah is saying here. The Lord has given Jeremiah this word. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. If you look for me with your entire heart, if you look for me with your entire being, everything about you, if you are looking for me, you will find me, says Almighty God. Isn't he wonderful? Don't you just want to give him praise and glory? Because he takes away those things from us that are no good. If we give him control, he takes those things away from us and says, don't do that anymore. It's no good for you. You're not going to get very far. And it's going to cause you harm. Step away from the danger. You know, I've been having some dreams over the last few days. In fact, over the last few weeks, I've been having some dreams. And these dreams have been so telling, have been so instructional from Almighty God. And that is the way he's been communicating with me these last few weeks or so, because I don't normally get dreams, and if I do, I never remember them. But I've been getting dreams that I've been remembering, and they've been incredibly vivid, and some of them have been quite scary. But I know it's been God speaking to me and saying, listen, if you do that, look what's going to happen. And it's wonderful to get that revelation. And therefore, beloved, we've got to follow Almighty God. We've got to follow him so closely. And I pray in Jesus' mighty name that in 2014 you will make a New Year's resolution, that you will do exactly that. You will follow Almighty God as closely as you possibly can. And the one thing I would love to hear you say to me, you know what, David? This year, this is the year I am going to fully put my trust in Almighty God. And I'm going to say to him, Lord, I trust you with my life. Because if you trust him, you will obey him. There's an old song that I used to sing many years ago, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus. You need to trust and obey. Beloved, that is what it is all about. It's all about following closely after him. Look what he says finally. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. We reiterate that, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land. Look at this. I will end your captivity. If you turn to Almighty God and allow him to control your life, beloved, I know that the captivity that you sometimes feel you are in will go in Jesus' name. It will drop. It will end. Those chains will go. There will no longer be chains binding you to whatever you were bound to. And you will be free. Don't you want to be free? Wouldn't you love to have that total freedom and know that you have that total freedom in 2014? Well, that freedom can be yours. It can be yours because God Almighty is telling you now, today, I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. Whatever that means in your heart, and God will tell you what that means in your heart. I know what it means in mine, but He will tell you Himself, Father, what does that mean? Just say that. Father, what does that mean in my heart? You will end my captivity and you will restore my fortune. Just say that prayer, and I know the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. Beloved, may you be mightily blessed in 2014. May you no longer be captive. May you be free. And may God be in control of your life. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare this over you now, that God be with you forever and ever, world without end. Amen and amen.